So here's the thing that's been bugging me. AWS invented cloud computing, right? They basically own half the market. But in 2025, they're getting absolutely lapped in AI by Microsoft and Google. And I want to figure out if this is just a product execution problem or if something is genuinely broken at the company level.
I think you're overstating it. AWS grew 24% in Q4 2025. That's still healthy. Azure grew faster, sure, but the narrative of AWS is losing feels like it's based on growth rate differentials, not actual market dominance.
Okay, but Azure was growing at 39% for most of 2025, while AWS sat at 17-20%. When your main competitor is literally doubling your growth rate in your core business, that's not a narrative, that's a trend.
Growth rate isn't everything. AWS still has $142 billion in annualized revenue and $244 billion backlog. They're not collapsing.
But here's where it gets wild. The AI-specific data is way worse. Microsoft captured 45% of new cloud AI case studies in 2025, including 62% of Gen AI projects. AWS got 15%. That's not a blip. That's a fundamental shift in where enterprises are placing their AI bets.
Those case study numbers, where are they coming from? Who's publishing them? Because internal AWS numbers show 30,000 Java applications migrated and $260 million in savings through Amazon Q alone.
Those are internal numbers in AWS's own environment. That's not the broader market. Meanwhile, only 4.3% of Y Combinator's 2024 cohort used Bedrock. 88% used OpenAI. That's the market signal you can't ignore.
Y Combinator startups aren't representative of enterprise customers. They're the opposite. They're cost conscious, they want the latest model, they don't care about compliance or IAM. AWS still matters for regulated workloads.
Fair point on compliance, but let's talk about Bedrock specifically, because this is where the structural problem starts to show. AWS built it as a model marketplace, basically a Switzerland approach, offering Anthropic, Meta, Cohere, and their own models behind one API.
That sounds smart, actually. Optionality. Customers can pick the model that fits their use case.
Except that's exactly what Microsoft and Google didn't do. They built deeply integrated platforms. And while AWS was being neutral, developers were hitting quota limits so hard that new accounts got 2-3 requests per minute instead of the advertised 1,000.
Wait, that's a capacity issue, not a strategy issue. If they don't have GPU inventory, that's a supply chain problem. That doesn't mean the architecture is wrong.
But it reveals the problem. AWS didn't plan GPU capacity for its own AI service. That's not a supply chain issue. That's an execution issue at the company that sells cloud infrastructure. And then there's the fragmentation. Bedrock, Strand Agents, Amazon Q, SageMaker, Agent Core. How many AI orchestration platforms does AWS need?
Okay, that's a fair criticism. Too many products is a real problem. But Agent Core shipped with Cedar-based policy enforcement that analysts called genuinely clever. So they're improving.
They're improving, but they're playing catch-up. Microsoft's AutoGen and Google's Agent Development Kit shipped with native integration months earlier. AWS is always one or two quarters behind.
Let's move to Nova, because the narrative there got really messy. You're saying they canceled the Omni multimodal models, but I don't think that actually happened.
You're right, no cancellation. But what actually happened might be worse for credibility. Nova Premier shipped a month late, with benchmark scores below the median. It was slow. The speech-to-speech and multimodal models came 6 to 9 months late.
But Nova 2 recovered, jumped 30 points on the Artificial Intelligence Index. That's real improvement. And a Menlo Venture survey showed Amazon Nova had less than 5% enterprise market share, but that's because it's competing against Anthropic, OpenAI, and Google. It's a crowded field.
Here's the thing, though. Nova was technically the second most popular model on Bedrock, behind Anthropic's Claude. Amazon's best offering on its own platform is someone else's model. Then Amazon supposedly considers investing $50 billion in OpenAI, which Forrester's Rowan Curran said signals a lack of confidence in Nova to achieve significant ROI.
That investment didn't happen. It was a rumor. And even if it did, it doesn't mean Nova failed. It means AWS is hedging its bets, which is rational in a fast-moving market.
But the signal matters more than the deal. If you're a customer and AWS is publicly considering a $50 billion bet on OpenAI, what does that tell you about their confidence in their own models?
It tells me they're being pragmatic. Okay, let's talk Amazon Q, because that's a clearer failure. Within 3 days of launch, employees flagged hallucinations and confidential data leakage. That's bad.
Worse than bad, they knew about it immediately.
internal documents warned that Q could hallucinate and return harmful or inappropriate responses, including out-of-date security information that could put customer accounts at risk. And they shipped it anyway.
But they fixed it over time. Gartner rated it 3.0 out of 5, which isn't great, but it's not zero. And InfoWorld compared it to pair programming with a junior developer. That's not useless.
Except a junior developer isn't good enough in this market. GitHub Copilot got 2x higher adoption, 2x better acceptance rates, 12% higher developer satisfaction, and 42% more time savings in a direct bake-off at a company with 430 engineers. That's not close.
One company's test isn't representative either. And then there's the security breach in July 2025. That's the real problem, a prompt injection attack through the open source repo.
And AWS didn't disclose it properly. No changelog, no security advisory, no CVE initially. Corey Quinn said it undermines security is job zero and reduces it from an ethos to pretty words for keynote slides. That's a trust problem.
Okay, Kiro, though, that's interesting because initial reception was actually positive. Corey Quinn said, actually not terrible. James Governor predicted it would be one of the company's fastest growing products ever.
Usage grew 150% quarter over quarter in Q4 25, which is real. But then AWS couldn't handle the demand for its own preview product. Waitlists, daily usage limits, that's embarrassing for a company selling cloud infrastructure.
Preview products get overwhelmed sometimes. That's not a structural problem.
It is when the product itself has deeper issues. A developer asked Kiro to build a Strava data app and got 20 files, 1,500 lines of code with console.log gibberish, when a human could do it in under 200 lines. Then there was the pricing bug in August where tasks consumed multiple request credits and drained limits way faster than expected.
Bugs happen in beta. AWS fixed it. But the real problem is that Kiro deepened the product confusion. Now there's Q Developer, Q Business, Q CLI, and Kiro. The market doesn't know which tool to use.
Exactly. One person on Thread said, it's not even called Q now, it's called Kiro, which is wrong, but the fact that they were confused is the point. And the Financial Times reported that Kiro caused at least 2 AWS production outages, including a 13-hour incident where it deleted and recreated a production environment.
That's a serious issue, but it's a product maturity problem, not a strategic one. AWS can fix that.
Can they? Because the pattern is consistent across every product. Bedrock fragmented, Nova late, Q hallucinating, Kiro breaking things. That's not random product failures. That's a systemic pattern.
Which brings us to the real question, why? And I think the answer is the two pizza team model. It worked great for microservices and cloud infrastructure, autonomous teams with single-threaded ownership. But for AI?
Catastrophic. Fortune's investigation into Alexa's AI failures showed that when separate Alexa divisions fine-tuned the same LLM for their specific purposes, overall performance worsened. Teams didn't coalesce around a unified plan. Each tried to protect its fiefdom. One former PM called it something like a mafia.
But that's Alexa, which is a consumer product. Enterprise AI is different.
The problem is the same. Silo teams can't build coherent AI products. And then there's the talent hemorrhage. Rohit Prasad, the SVP who built Nova, left in December 2025. David Luan, VP of Autonomy from OpenAI and Google, left after less than 2 years. 4 of 5 Adept co-founders have departed.
That's concerning, but talented people leave companies all the time. It doesn't mean the company is broken.
When they leave because a leaked internal document says AWS's RSU-heavy, backloaded compensation fails to compete with multi-million dollar offers from startups, and the 5-day return to office mandate constrains market availability of high-demand talent, that's different. One executive said, we're playing catch-up in a game where the rules are being rewritten daily.
Okay, so the December 2025 reorganization, Peter DeSantis elevated to run a unified AI organization. Is that the fix?
Here's where I think the diagnosis is right, but the treatment is wrong. DeSantis is a 27-year infrastructure veteran, EC2, storage, networking, chips. AWS is putting an infrastructure leader in charge of frontier AI research.
Maybe that's exactly what AWS needs, someone who can unify the infrastructure layer and break down silos. Infrastructure is foundational to AI.
Infrastructure matters, but it's not the limiting factor. Microsoft didn't win because they have better chips. They won because they bet on OpenAI and integrated it everywhere. Google didn't win because of TPU efficiency. They unified DeepMind and Brain and ran Gemini through everything. AWS needs research leadership, not infrastructure leadership.
But AWS's fundamental advantage is infrastructure. That's their moat. Maybe doubling down on that is the right move.
Except the market has moved on. Enterprises don't care about infrastructure anymore if the AI models and developer experience are better elsewhere. AWS is still the largest cloud provider by revenue, but they're losing the race that matters, the one where the value is captured.
I'll grant you this. AWS waited too long. ChatGPT launched in November 2022. AWS didn't reorganize until December 2025, 3 years later. That's a massive lag.
And the market is not waiting. Google Cloud is the leader in Forrester's AI infrastructure evaluation. Gartner still rates AWS highest for overall cloud execution, but Microsoft consistently wins on completeness of vision for AI. AWS's window to catch up is closing.
So what's the takeaway here? Is AWS doomed?
Not doomed, but they've lost the leadership position in AI, and the structural problems run too deep for a single reorganization to fix. They're still the largest cloud provider, but they're no longer the company defining the future.
I'd push back slightly. AWS's compliance, IAM, and multimodal flexibility still matter to regulated enterprises. They're not irrelevant. But you're right that they're not the innovator anymore.